This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
President Obama on Thursday. Is there any message that Donald Trump will give to him?
I'll let those two world leaders decide that, Allison. I think that they will talk about the things they can maybe work on together in the future and how to build on what successes President Obama has and, frankly, how to tackle the infinite to-do list that he will leave behind. I mean, that has to be a priority. I mean, I would note that yesterday's election brought together Republicans in the House, the Senate, and the presidency for all the talk about how Donald Trump is going to drag down the House and Senate. I mean, good God, how many people sat on your network and said with a straight face he was going to cost the Republicans everything not nailed to the ground and then said they won everything? That tells you something about where America wants to go, though. He's being given a mandate. Mm-hmm. And that mandate is going to be somewhat different than what we've had. It is a repudiation of some of the things we've had.
Again, it's total upside-down bizarro world. Larry Nichols, other points that need to be imparted to folks.
Well, Alex, it's actually up to this. Folks, I want to tell you all, this is probably the last time you'll need to have me on, Alex. I guess I'm done. 28 years I have tried to make restitution for something I did. But I'll leave you with this. States' rights. When Donald Trump talks about draining the swamp, there's only one way to drain the swamp, and it's not to put term limits on congressmen because it'll never pass it. What you have to do is you have to go to your state and you have to say to your governor, why do we pass laws? Why do we have a legislature? When we're going to go into the federal court and let the federal judge tell us.
Now, you're talking about de-evolution. We've got to transfer power back to the balance. Right. Back to the stage. So let's talk about that. Yeah, but then we will obviously have you back up. And I also want to say, I know you're battling lung cancer right now. And, you know, you've had some ups and downs. And you've been all sorts of stuff's happened. I'm not going to get into it on air. But some idiots out there are like, oh, that's not real. We've been there. We've seen the medication. He's sick. But the whole point is you also wanted to give a message to the Clintons. You talked about under that, and let's just get it out there now. And I'll hold you over if you need to. And then Roger Stone's coming back in. We're going to take calls. What is it you did 20-something years ago that you're having to do all this to try to make restitution for?
I helped create this system. I helped design all of the tricks, most all of the tricks, this entire system that they call their game plan. I helped build it. And we destroyed a lot of lives. We learned how to destroy lives. We learned how to use blackmail, how to use extortion, how to get control of everything, how you first get control of the Justice Department in that day, the courts, how you get in control of the FBI in that day. It was all of the law enforcement. Then how to get in control of the media. And once you got that, you could do anything you wanted. And we did. And so that's what they carried through. That's what they got within an inch of perfecting at a global level, not just a national level. I'm talking a global level. And I have tried to expose it. You know, Alex, it's funny through this entire campaign. Through this entire campaign, did you ever see me on Fox? You wasn't going to see me on CNN or NBC or any of those people. Did you ever even see me on Fox? I mean, the one guy that Clinton wrote about in his memoirs, the one guy that caused the majority of the scandals that got him impeached. You were the only one good enough to let me come on and just tell the things that I know. And yes, you made me prove it, but I think I've held my end of the
bargain. You've done a great job, and folks need to support you. Let's put your PayPal out here. Larry Nichols here needs your support. We'll be back with Roger Stone. Let's put that on screen if we can't give it. It's Nichols Live at AOL.com. Folks, amazing intel we've gotten. Nichols Live at AOL.com. Larry, this isn't the last time you're on, buddy. We're going to have your ass on to your 6 feet under. Not, and that might be me before you. Not that I'm going to commit suicide. I love life. But you know, each day is a miracle. We'll be back. Stay with us, folks.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Bye.
November 8th. Felt like the world would turn up, and you did. Now we go from history into legend. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing Roger Stone back in a few minutes. I wanted to finish with Larry Nichols' message to the Clintons, but that's probably the last time you'll see us air that ad. It's just as important as the disinfo ad they put out in 1963 against Barry Goldwater, 64. But this one is fact-based. And I was kind of pissed off because it only had 3.5 million views on Facebook and 1 million or so on my YouTube. But then I was just surfing around the other day, and I found somebody else's channel with 5 million views. So I decided to just saw it. Oh, 5 million. So I just Googled the headline, and I found a bunch of others. And I didn't have all day because my kids were running around in my office. But I think it got about 11 million, 12 million views. So do you think that affected the election, that ad you just saw? And again, it's not about, oh, I'm the big shot or something. No, that McBreen put that together with Liam McAdoo. What great folks. The talent, the power, the truth. And so I'm so honored by the great crew we've got and the listeners that support us. Know one thing, folks. You have supported and prayed for us and everything, and we are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear, and it's quite a responsibility. Larry Nichols, you talked about under an underpass when you broke. You get into this, and I'm gonna let you go. But why did you break up with the Clintons? What was the final deal? Was it them killing kids, or I mean, when did you finally stop working with them?
Well, when I found out that they were laundering $100 million a month of cocaine through the small airport in Mena, Arkansas, I went to Bill and told him I couldn't go that far. I'd done a lot of stuff, but that was one I couldn't go. And I gave him 2 weeks to tell the truth or I would, and that started the war. Now, the purpose of what I want to tell them is because of a meeting I had under a bridge about a block away from the state capitol. Right before he left to go to Washington, he wanted to meet with me. It was he, Buddy Young, his chief security, and me, so nobody could hear. And I told him that day, he told me that he was fixing to be president, that the war was over. And I said, Bill, I don't care. I don't care if you become Pope. One day we're going to meet at high noon, and one of us is getting out of town, because one of us is lying. And you know which one it is. And Alex, with your permission, Bill, Hillary, it's high noon, finally. Some 20 years later, it's high noon. Let me tell you what you've done. You've hurt too many people. You've destroyed too many lives. And now you get to leave. Just remember this. Your foundation is finished. You've got nothing left to sell. There's no one going to buy power from you because you have none to give away or to sell. So finally, you know you've met one person, one at least, in your sick way, in your sick life, with all the sick people you're running with, there's one person at least that told you the truth. It is high noon, and you're finally leaving town. Alex, thank you, brother. Thank you for the time you've given me.
You bet. Well, Larry, you've just given us invaluable info in the 20-plus years we've been talking, and it's just turned out to be really accurate. And I tell you, it's crazy to watch and to know how much your own staff hated her and to know that they're such monsters. What are they going to do now that they're sick, they're old, and they're just demons, and they have lost their power, and now they are a negative commodity? I mean, this is garbage that has to be taken out of the street corner. I mean, they understand that now, right?
Yeah, they know they're done. They know they're done. They've got no power. If they can't extort and blackmail, if they can't sell positions, et cetera, they know they're finished. It's going to be a tough road for them. And I hate that for them, being facetious.
Now, tell us about this dog. Show us your dog behind you. Who is this beautiful creature?
That is Pluto. That's my buddy. He's with me every step of the way. He keeps me. He's right by my side. But
will you have the camera down so I can see that? Is that a bulldog?
No, he's a Labrador retriever.
I couldn't see him. Oh, he's just really fat. Oh, you're under feeding that dog.
Yeah, well, I can't tell him no.
Do I have to call animal control? You're starving that animal?
Yeah, you're going to have to. Alex, thank you, my brother. You truly have been a friend, and keep this network going. It's needed more now than ever. It's not so much the Clintons, what they're going to do to retaliate. It's all the networks. It's all the mainstream media, what they're going to do to try to revitalize their lives. They're going to fight ugly. And remember, they still have the power to do it.
Well, that's what's incredible. Boy, didn't they sign up to the wrong wagon? They're so delusional they were believing their own BS. And just tip the camera down for TV viewers. Let me see this dog. Can I please see the dog?
Oh, Lord. Can I?
Look at this spoiled creature. Let me see it. Let's see the fight. Oh, that dog loves daddy.
Go look up, buddy.
Look, oh, well, he just lost this guy.
I lost you. Anyway. All right, Alex. Thank you, my friend.
You need to start a show called Pluto and Nichols program.
That's right.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
More shows.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to bring Roger Stone back in here in a moment. Before we do that, he's finishing up his lunch. Now, I want to open the phones up to you, the people, we the people. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I just want to stay up here all day. We're going to be up here all night. I'm quite frankly, I can't leave. This is just too historical. It's too exciting. I was so pent up when I first got on here, even though I was exhausted. I didn't really get into the celebration. We should. I mean, this is a repudiation of the entire system. This is so beautiful. But I've got a few clips here I do want to play. Here's one from CNN. Will Trump prosecute Clinton? We keep going back to that. But even more important, we played it earlier. When that clip ends, I want to play Conway, communications director, saying, you're a joke. You said Trump would lose the House and Senate for the Republicans with no evidence. It was all just made up garbage. We knew he had more votes than anybody in history in the primary. We knew he was trending popular with Hispanics, blacks, you name it, who want a prosperity message. And America is the name of prosperity. It's not like we're selling, snow cones or something here on the mountaintop. We're doing real things we know work. And so it is a total collapse of a bunch of delusionals that called us deplorables who hijacked our republic and then convinced themselves they built it, they did it, and they were infallible. Let me tell you something. When you're really a winner and you've got real success in life, you're not arrogant. As you get more power, you get less arrogant. You realize you have responsibilities to other people. But people that live within a delusional echo chamber, they get more and more arrogant. Criminology speaks of this and so much more. So here is that clip. And we're going to have Roger Stone come here and take your phone calls. 800-259-9231. This is the InfoWar. This is the future. This is the real media that filled the vacuum when we cease to have real journalists in this country. And you are powering the InfoWar.
What do you expect from the meeting with President Obama on Thursday? Is there any message that Donald Trump will give to him?
I'll let those two world leaders decide that, Allison. I think that they will talk about the things they can maybe work on together in the future and how to build on what successes President Obama has and, frankly, how to tackle the infinite to-do list that he will leave behind. I mean, that has to be a priority. I mean, I would note that yesterday's election brought together Republicans in the House, the Senate, and the presidency for all the talk about how Donald Trump is going to drag down the House and Senate. I mean, good God, how many people sat on your network and said with a straight face he was going to cost the Republicans everything not nailed to the ground and then said they won everything? That tells you something about where America wants to go, though. He's being given a mandate. Mm-hmm. And that mandate is going to be somewhat different than what we've had. It is a repudiation of some of the things we've had.
Let's talk about Secretary Clinton, and let's talk about some of Donald Trump's campaign promises. One of them was to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Hillary Clinton. Is that going to happen?
We didn't discuss that last night, and he did not discuss that with Hillary Clinton on the phone.
But I mean, for voters who want to know whether or not there'll still be division or whether there'll be unity, that was one that was a real rallying cry for some of his supporters and a battle cry for him. And I think that this morning, Democrats obviously are waking up somewhat despondent and they want to know what to expect. Do you expect that those sorts of investigations from Donald Trump will continue?
Well, on your point of we need unity, that was precisely the theme of Trump's victory speech last night, Allison.
True.
He went way out to make sure everybody heard him loudly and clearly that he will be the president for all Americans, and that includes many that did not vote for him and did not expect him to be their president. He also went a little bit farther. He said we need to heal and bind the wounds of a nation. Obviously, he's spoken to President Obama. Obviously, he's spoken to Secretary Clinton. They are two leaders that we would like to lean upon to help us do that. We certainly hope we can do that. We certainly hope that a number of Democrats today feel the same way, and even the non-voters, people who don't really bother with the system.
Now, Roger Stone's back with us. We're skipping this break because, hell, I'm doing 10, 15 hours broadcast. I can skip any breaks I want. So I'm like, you're skipping breaks, but I've added hours to the show. You're getting more breaks to sell, network. Duh. Leave me alone. But anyways, that had 24 hours a day, they bitch. But I'm sorry. The point is, look at this. 2016 election summed up. Leanne just sent me this. I don't know if she made the meme. She makes some great memes. But she just sent it to me seconds ago. So we need to tweet this out at Real Alex Jones. There's the young turds that say Republicans tried to stop women's suffrage when they're the ones that did it. I'm not even a Republican file. It's just the damn lie because they know their audience are these pseudo-intellectual people that can't find their ass with both hands. They're collapsing. They're nothing. Funded by Qatar. All the rest of it. What a joke. You know, she's all for Islam, but, you know, she's in a freaking, you know, tart outfit. Hey, baby, wear a tart outfit. Just, you know, don't try to put other women in, you know, burkas. And then you've got Buckley serving Roger and I there champagne with Donald Trump smiling in the background. 2016 election. You've got them crapping their britches while we celebrate. Roger, this is delicious.
It is indeed. And I want to send our very best regards out to Sank. Haven't seen you since the Republican National Convention.
When you're walking by 20 feet away and he goes, "Don't try to crash my show, Stone!" And they invited me up in a setup. These are dirtbags.
Yeah, well, I hope they're having a nice day. Maybe you guys can get together for dinner with, I don't know, David Brock or something.
No, but I mean, I don't hate them because I'm in competition with them. I'm not. These are disreputable. It's like you hate the villain in a movie that's, you know, robbing kids or whatever. It's like, and they sit up there all arrogant and just everything scripted. And they
sanctimonious is the real thing. Sanctimonious. Look, everybody knows this story. They jackpotted us. They invite us to come up. You go up graciously trying to boost their ratings. Let's face it, you go up, you're smiling, you're friendly. And
they had hundreds of
screaming, "Stop crashing our set." We didn't crash anything. You were invited. They begged you. I was there. They begged you to come on.
And then you wouldn't come on. I guess you knew it was a setup.
I could smell it.
And then they said you crashed it.
Yeah, no, I was standing on
it. Because people think we're like on some set at some lot. You're in an air-conditioned, closed-in garage, which I love. It's like 60 degrees in there. I just love cold rooms. The point is like a meat locker. And there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of studios crammed in. Everyone's just broadcasting. They went, "We were here in our private studio." And Roger Stone and Alex Jones are like, "Hey, Alex, come on." We're like, "Okay." And you're like, "Yeah, I don't want to go on there." You got an instinct. I'm like, "Hey,
I could smell it was a setup."
They're like, "Oh, Alex Jones attacked us." It's just the dirty tricks, man.
You know, the best part was the woman who invited you, the woman in the red dress, she's the one who starts screaming at the top of her lungs, "Why are you crashing our set?" It was a total setup. Look, I know they need the ratings boost. They're not getting anywhere near the viewers of InfoWars.com. Hopefully we were helpful to them. But
it's emblematic of the rigging.
Well, the guy starts yelling at me, "Stone, you're a liar, you're a liar." I said, "What have I lied about?" And he says, this is hard to believe.
Now, you're 20 feet away.
Elliot Spitzer, of all things.
This is a big open area. They're right in the middle of a hallway. We're walking by. They wave us over earlier. More interviews. It's like a dog at a butcher shop with 85,000 pounds of meat. You're a 20-pound dog. You can't even eat 2 pounds. We're just showing up. I'm like, "God, no more, Roger. We just go. We've already done 15 interviews." You're like, "Come on, a few more." And so we're like, and then they're like waving us over. And you're like, "Eh." And I'm like, "Oh, I want to go laugh at them. Ah, maybe later." So we're walking back by. They'd already invited them. Then that time I did go kind of jump on. But so what? They'd already invited us. Then they, again, it's emblematic of the fraud.
Well, and look, we had just done a show with Jonathan Alter, who's a real liberal, an articulate liberal.
All went well.
It was great radio. We disagreed sharply, and it was very quick and hot and back and forth. Great radio. And then this is not journalism. This isn't even entertainment. It was
emblematic. I know with Glenn Beck or any other liberal, fake liberal, the true mark is it's all scripted. Everything's top down. They're always nervous. It's always fake. He scripts hours what he's going to do. He's destroyed himself. It's not about payback. It's just recognize this guy's Benedict Arnold. This guy's Judas Iscariot. Same thing with them. They love setting people up, and then they accuse us. None of this is scripted. This is just seat of your pants, Americana, brass knuckles in the frickin' ring.
And then the irony, of course, is that after this whole thing, I don't know how he got my number, Cenk leaves a half dozen messages on my cell phone, you know, voicemail asking me to come on. It's extraordinary. These liberals can't see themselves. They're incapable of seeing themselves.
Yeah, there's no guilt because I feel good about myself. I'm a good guy. But I get guilty when I just war game bad stuff in my mind. I'm not even agreeing with it, but I think about it. I go, God, that's a horrible thing you just thought of. I'm not endorsing it in my mind, but I feel dirty. They don't seem to have any conscience. And I think conscience is a mark of intellect, don't you think?
Without any question. They have no ability to see themselves and see how ridiculous they look, see how contrived the whole thing looks. And it's why no one's watching. It's precisely.
So that's my next question, and we're going to go to break and take calls. Let me ask you this question, Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign. We keep talking about victory. I mean, this is so big, I can't even believe it. I'm pinching myself. What does that then signify for them? I mean, again, what do they do next? I mean, already mainstream media is a shadow of a shadow of a shadow. We don't just say that. They are a literal joke. I sit here and I look at us with, I didn't check since last night, 27, 28 million, I forget what it was. It was like 27.5 million views that we got too tired of tabulating and quit all these videos. And this one's got 6 million, this one's got 2 million, this one's got 4 million, this one, you know, all these live feeds we've been doing, we have to cut off every 4 hours. And I'm like, that's not even our terrestrial audience. This is ridiculous how big our audience is. It's not a power trip. And actually, finally, I get butterflies. It finally freaks me out, Roger. But then I think, what is it like at studios that spend $1 billion a year like CNN? In studios, this one costs $500,000, theirs costs $5-10 million a piece. What is it like for these people to know now that they are jokes, they are nothings, they bet on the wrong horse, they're frauds, they're mercenaries, and they're losers?
And they have invested hundreds of millions of dollars into an infrastructure that is outdated. They're spending all this money for a cable system for delivery. InfoWars, Stone Cold Truth, we go right to the internet. We don't have this giant infrastructure.
And content is what goes viral. The content is the delivery.
They really don't understand how many people we're reaching. They really don't understand the reach of conservative alternative media, which is it's the new mainstream. We are the mainstream. They're the extremists. They're the fringe. They're the ones who don't represent anybody except for a small group on the edge of.
And this is the final illusion to fall. People always say, "Well, don't you want to stay the fringe?" I want to retake the country, bring people together. Nothing will ever be perfect. Reform things, go back to what made us great, and start helping other countries build up and truly do that, because that's how I want to be treated. That's the great, you know, vision, and that's what we're now taking back Excalibur that was given to us by our founders, and really realizing America always had the 10-foot-long, you know what. We're just retaking it. Their confidence game is over. They're crapping themselves. It's just an incredible time to be alive.
What's amazing, of course, is that they accuse us of being the ones who have removed civility from politics. Yet, checking with my office this morning, checking with my wife, the death threats are just, I mean, they're just
piling. For me, death threats are like birds chirping in the morning, but yeah.
Well, they're testimony to your effectiveness. I mean, it lets you know that you must be accomplishing something because nobody would bother, but where's the civility? Where's the civility?
Well, they also don't get, I'm not a coward like you. I've already been threatened and physically attacked and sued and gone after and lied about and stuff you couldn't believe. I mean, I'm talking intelligence agency infiltrations. And you say, oh, you kill people? Gee, I didn't know that. They don't understand. We don't care. We're committed. We're alive.
Well, look, the IRS harassment, the death threat,
the hacking,
you know, it took me months to get all of my computer systems back up. They went into my bank accounts. They went into my websites. They went into the feed for social media, and they destroyed all my contacts.
You know what happens when somebody follows you around in a black car off and on for a year, and then once they make the decision to bump into you in a grocery store, and you break their nose in one punch, and they can't say anything or do anything because they're casing you? At that point, they all back off. They completely freak out. Like, I just broke your nose, dude. One punch. You think I'm a coward? You don't know what you're dealing with. I'm not saying I'm a badass. I'm just a man. We're kicking your ass in the info war. Do you really think physically you can kick my ass?
Well, those are the heavy-handed, tactics of the Clintons. They're the ones who use the heavy-handed private detectives to threaten people.
Yeah, if you bump into me like Michael Moore's bodyguard or anybody, I'm going to punch you right back. That wasn't Michael Moore, the nose thing, but I mean, you see on tape, I freaking hit the guy. I couldn't believe it. If you hit me, I just elbowed you, buddy. And it's not like I'm Mr. Badass. You hit me, I hit back. Roger?
That's how red-blooded Americans are. But we're not afraid. That's the point here. We're not afraid. And this is the new American Revolution.
Well, let's be honest, we're afraid of ourselves if we get pushed too far.
Well, this is the new American Revolution. We're ready for the fight.
StoneColdTruth.com, devastating victory, call straight ahead, and more analysis of Roger Stone. It's so good that you decided to come down here with us. I don't know why I didn't think of it. It's so good to have you here. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, this is the season of turning. I want to go to Sid in Alaska, Rog in Michigan, a Michigander, Gary in Arizona, Andrew in Alabama, and Nichols in Texas. And by the way, I guess Drudge and other people linked some video I did last night where it was like 3 a.m. I had no voice and sounds super deep. I'm not doing this on purpose. It just goes in and out. People think that's like the authoritative voice. What it means is a voice that's on the edge of conking out. Roger Stone's here with us. Just briefly, StoneColdTruth.com, his books on the Clintons, his books on the Bushes, how that all nexuses together, are should be reading in any political science course. They're available at StoneColdTruth.com, the rape shirt, Bill Clinton, all that. It's also available at InfoWarsStore.com. There is a limited edition shirt that's a red shirt for election day, that's now yesterday, that is on InfoWarsStore.com. when we sell all of these, it's limited edition, it's over. And we've got still got all sizes in, but it's going to sell out in the next week or so. And it is Trump is my president. On the back, legalize freedom, Infowars.com. So, all new, fight rigged elections. Well, Beth Harris, the Democrats, how they tried to steal it from Trump. It was such a landslide of blood in their face. This is bombshell news. But if you want to get the limited edition shirt and part of history and support the broadcast, it's 60% off right now. Okay, we have free shipping store-wide, but it's $9.95. Free shipping on top of it. So, it's about spreading the word. It's about solidarity. It's about breaking the political correctness control. It's about flaunting the fact that you're independent and free and a classical liberal. They call that right-wing extremist. And that we're taking the nation back with solidarity. And it's absolutely essential that everybody that's a Trump supporter and a patriot be an ambassador to all these minorities. A lot of them are hardworking, good people. But they still buy into all this, you know, boogeyman under the carpet. And there is, you know, some cases of, you know, racists out there. We need to. Oh, is that your water I'm drinking? Sorry. So we need to. Let's bring him another water. I'm stealing his water. So we need to reach out to folks and let people know most of this is BS, 99% of it. So please support us. Infowarsstore.com. Free shipping, giant specials. This is part of the revolution. Other points for you to call.
Well, first of all, I want to, one more time, and no, you don't pay me to say this, and nobody has prompted me to, but I could not have functioned here in the last week of this election without brain force. This is an energizer, a deep energizer. Allows you to focus, gives you mental and physical energy. So when I was doing, you know, 17, 18-hour days in the close, fighting this epic battle in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, being challenged in six states and six different federal courthouses across the country, and surviving on very little sleep, I would never have gotten there without Brain Force. So this product works.
You are.
It's real. Order it. I get nothing out of saying this other than the satisfaction of taking it and telling you it
sure works. And let me check something with the audience, with the crew. I was coughing because I've been on air too long. When I mute myself, does that mute Stone? Oh, thank God. Okay, that was all getting out. I apologize. It's all teleprompter free. But, no, I mean, Brain Force is the very best nootropic we can come up with. That's a low price. We just go out to industry and say, what would be the ultimate game changer? Talk to three top formulators. And they say, listen, everybody else just does marketing and packaging. They put a glass bottle. So I go, no, we're going to do a plastic bottle and then, you know, not charge them $1 for the bottle because this is 10 cents. You know, it's BPA free. But the point is, we really try to save you money because that's how I want to get a good product at a low price. It is an amazing nootropic.
Well, look, a week out, I was in New York putting in long hours. I was exhausted. I could see victory in reach, and I started coming down with a cold. I took your Kalital product. You're going to have to help me here with the name. I just went to the website. I read the descriptions.
Silver Bullet.
Yes, I picked the one that sounded like what I needed. I sent for it. I got it immediately. The cold was gone in 48 hours. I was back to full energy. So these products work. They don't pay me anything to say this. I'm not in on the joke. I'm just a believer.
I love how mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN go, Alex Jones sells vitamins and supplements. He's so evil. We buy BioPQQ, the only true organic base. And when I say organic, it's genetically engineered bacteria that produce it. The stuff's normally only found in comets and deep space asteroids. I'm not kidding, folks. It's like the fountain of youth. They admit, you can actually say that because there's hundreds of studies on it. The Japanese are obsessed with it. The point is, BioPQQ, just what's in the bottle is like $50. That's why it's $100 right now, normally $130. But I don't even know where I'm going with all this. The point is that we just bring people the most fantastical, awesome stuff that's already there. We've got $9.95 colloidal silver. We got free shipping. We got stuff that's inexpensive. We got stuff that's expensive. If you want to understand this, I'm going to go to the calls. This is how it works. I never had trouble sleeping. The last few years, I work so much, I get so upset. Sometimes at midnight, I can't go to bed, and I've got to get up at 6 a.m. Make the kids breakfast, school, all that, work out, get ready, go to work. And I just get so wound up, so pissed off, and my doctor says, hey, you got high blood pressure. It's gone down some since I've been doing more exercise and being healthy. Then I started getting a little melatonin pill. It was like $19 for the same dose we've now come out with. And then that didn't work sometimes, so I'd take L-tryptophan, or I'd take valerian root. Because you can't use something over and over again or it stops working as good. And then I said, how much does it cost to get organic melatonin? And they said, we can do that for basically $5 a bottle with the packaging. And I said, but everybody else sells it for $19.95, the same dose. I mean, it should be $10. And I said, what I want is we're going to put everything that's safe that works together, talking to doctors and people, L-tryptophan, valerian root, melatonin, the same dosages that you'd have to buy 9 bottles to do this. We're going to sell it for $19.95. That's the InfoWar, folks. Knockout is 9 ingredients. They'd probably cost you $100 to try to get the same thing, which is a total ripoff. The melatonin and stuff's the most expensive thing in it. I get all this organic stuff because that's a cheap formula, and so we sell it for cheap. For $19.95, and it costs us like $8. We put 120% markup on it. We make money. It's a great deal. Everybody loves it. But then you got DNA Force, where there's $50 of BioPQQ. It varies every month in there. That's what I'm getting to, is that you add all the other stuff in there. It's $94. Folks, they sell similar formulas at medical facilities for $300 to $500. I'm going to stop talking about the products, but that's what funds it. Sorry, Roger.
Look, the reason I like to talk about this stuff is because the elitist panty wastes at Media Schmatters for America make light of us because we take herbal supplements, something the Chinese have been doing for centuries, because it works. So,
in fact, I forgot the point I was going to make. I'm sorry to always be interrupting. That's my trademark. That's what there's no scripting. I forgot to make that point. They literally, we played this. They would have, how dare him sell iodine. That's the pure, clean type that nobody else thought to do, that actually is real iodine, not some bound crap, which is the good halogen that most people are deficient in. You can Google IQ reduction with just slight reductions in what you need. And then they would, MSNBC went to break, and I'm not kidding you, they had a Zoloft commercial. So they're selling something that literally kills a lot of people.
Poison.
But I'm bad because I'm selling L-tryptophan?
It's elitism is all it is. Look, I hope.
I mean, we know turkey makes us want to sleep. It's L-tryptophan.
Yeah, it's just elitism. But
exactly. We're not allowed to sell a book. We're not allowed to sell a supplement. Whole Foods is fine when they're making $50 billion a year doing it.
As long as you're wearing your Birkenstocks when you head down there.
If you wear Birkenstocks.
And you're driving a Volvo.
Or.
Listening to classical
music. Nothing against lesbians, but a lesbian limousine, what do you call them, a Subaru.
Yes, there you go. Poor Rachel Maddow. I just feel so badly for her this morning.
Yeah, no, I want to go to calls, but you're here, and I've been taking over today because I'm so excited. But give us the prime stone, Stone's rules, what has happened? Like a 3-minute briefing to America, what has just transpired?
This is a rejection of elitism. This is a rejection of the globalist two-party duopoly that has run the country into the ditch. So the agenda of endless war and erosion of our civil liberties and massive debt and bailouts for the guys on Wall Street, let me tell you something. Under President Trump, the crooks on Wall Street who rip people off and make millions, they're going to prison. We're finally going to have a nation of laws, not men. Trump stands for equality. He feels strongly about these things. Alex keeps asking me, because he hasn't known Donald as long as I have, will Trump really do these things? Will he really stick to his guns? You don't understand how stubborn he is. He's going to build the wall. He's going to secure our borders. He is going to cancel NAFTA. He's going to kill TPP. He's going to get us trade deals that bring us jobs and prosperity.
Can you see him? No, and I know he's for real. I just see him saying, let's be nice to Hillary. She's a great lady. Well, that's BS.
No, that's not.
Okay, well, what was the calculus? Would you have advised him to do that?
Yes, I would have, because it's a message for the people.
Because the stock market, he wants to bring her people in and make them, okay, I get it. We don't want the stock market to plunge.
We do.
That's the point CJ made. I was like, I'm pissed at Trump this morning. He goes, you want a stock market plunge? And I'm kind of like, I guess it is presidential.
We do want to be one country. On the other hand, the question of what happens to Hillary should be left to prosecutors. Let them look at the evidence and make a decision. All Trump is doing is allowing that process to happen, because it hasn't happened so far. They've been protected. This is elite deviance, where there are some people so powerful, so connected, so wired, so wealthy, that the rules don't apply for them. That will end under Donald Trump. We will be going back to be a nation of laws, and the Clintons will finally get the prosecution. This is my opinion, that they have long deserved and averted.
And it's not about I'm not a vindictive person. I mean, I literally, when I was a kid at the ranch, a rabid dog was out there running around. And, you know, my grandma wasn't excited about it, but she walked out with a 243 and shot it. I never even seen her shoot a gun. And, boy, she about 100 yards, she blew that dog away right in the head. And there wasn't enjoyment about it. I'm not saying calling her violence and Hillary Clinton, God forbid. I'm just saying you can't let rabid dogs just run around.
This is finally a time for reckoning. This has been long, long coming. They have flouted their nose at the system. They've gotten away literally with murder, with corruption, with treason. Bill Clinton sold the missile technology, targeting technology for this country to the Red Chinese.
The boost, the reentry, the separation, the MERV, the targeting.
In return for what, $300,000 in Chinese funny money campaign contributions? He should have gone down for that rather than Monica Lewinsky.
That's what I wanted to say. They sold out so cheap. They sold the whole country out for a couple hundred million?
Well, because
why didn't our government, or you know, here's $200 million, don't sell us out? You know,
it is time. There will be a time of reckoning. At this point, however, I think it's important that we let the new president focus on forming an administration of like-minded individuals. I don't want to see a lot of Yale and Harvard graduates in the cabinet.
Harvard's been running the country for 30 years. You people are all in a delusion. You have a Harvard degree. I'm so
educated to govern. How have they done? Exactly how well is that going?
That you ran the most beautiful, glistening republic into the ground.
So it's a new day. We're now going to have a government of the people. You're going to have a non-elitist view of our problems. You're going to have a taking of stock. But Trump knows what he's about. And he is tough as nails. I've known him 40 years. The man he's as tough as they come. You come out of the world of Manhattan real estate. Believe me, Putin is a pushover compared to the people he's had to deal
but
with.
But then it's funny, the calculus, because the Russians aren't perfect and they've gotten out of oligarchy and they still have those systems. Putin is trying to promote family, lower taxes than we have. I mean, I think overall, he's a good guy. There's a lot of propaganda against him. But the fact that, quite frankly, they were doing their job. You're supposed to infiltrate other governments. They bought Hillary, that she was doing the stuff, for, you know, selling out America to Russia. So Russia was doing some espionage with her. With Trump, though, the leaders, hardliners, are like in love with him. They never met him. Is it just the fact that he's such a man?
I think it's because they believe, Alex, that he'll keep his word. That if he reaches agreement on behalf of the United States of America, his word is good.
They know he doesn't have a big hard-on for them.
And he doesn't want war. I don't think they want war either. That's really the subtext here, which is Hillary and the Obama policies were hurtling us towards war with Russia. I think Putin...
So I'm going to ask you again. They weren't involved in any way. Expand.
Putin, like Trump, I think, would prefer a period of detente. He would prefer a period of negotiation.
But how pissed are the Russians going to get? Obviously, he knows they're not even a big economy. Russia's in trouble. He wants to build them up. But at the same time, what's Russia going to do when Trump does deals that are better for us? I mean, they have to know he's going to...
I think they know he's a hard-nosed leader. If they can get a deal that's good for both of us, isn't that better than thermonuclear war, which is what Hillary has in mind? I think the Russians, particularly the Russian people, would rather live in peace. They have their own deep economic problems, as do we. We have a common enemy in ISIS created by Barack Obama, by George W. Bush and Barack Obama,
and
armed by Hillary.
That's right. She superpowered him. She turboed him. So we're going to come back and take calls for a while. You'll be gone about 15 minutes, and we'll do the Facebook mentions on your channel, and you're going to get on the plane. But we're about to go to break. What about China? People say, because this is what the left works. Remember back when Clinton got caught selling the missile secrets, letting Laura Allen Hughes do it, they went, I remember having CNN actually call me the first time I was ever on CNN, and they go, was on air, they go, I mean, I was like 26 years old, they go, are you anti-Asian? And I didn't play the race card that my sister's Korean adopted. And I said, no, I mean, China suppresses the people of China. I'm against the communist regime. But they now say, oh, people are anti-China. Well, I don't want a centralized government taking over all six. Will China let us take over their media? All six Hollywood studios now happening. The left is so panicking. They're like, just spread their legs and went, China, we're merging with you. Help us beat the patriots. This is sedition. So here's the deal. I don't care if you were Russian, German, whoever you are. The Russians aren't around here trying to take over. The communist Chinese are. And let me explain something. I think communist Chinese spies, other people, need to get dealt with real fast. We need to roll them up. The big threat is China.
Assange has said this. When it comes to hacking the international community, they're the ones you need to be concerned about. Look, the Chinese, like the Russians, they oppress Christians. They oppress gays. They oppress women. This is an oppressive society. We don't buy into Putin's totalitarianism any more than we do the Red Chinese. But in Donald Trump, they have a tough customer. They have a guy who understands their
system.
Let's
be fair. Russia's resurgent Christian right-wing stuff is like not the same universe as China with mobile execution vans.
No, look, China is the great Satan. That's the real evil on the planet, and that's who we ought to be concerned about. And that's who the Clintons were dealing with. So Trump understands who the bad guy is.
Exactly. Like, let's say Hillary's a prostitute in foreign power. China's having sex with her 25 times a day. Saudi Arabia, what, two or three times?
Always back to the sex with you. Always back to the sex.
That's a good little
bit of it's a good analogy. It's a great analogy. I think it's exactly right. Trump knows who the evil ones are. He knows who the enemy is. That's why I think he's going to be a great president.
Yeah, I don't want to tell the communist Chinese something, too. It's just, you know what? Huckleberry, do whatever. Because we've had them shoot their mouths off as well. Just listen, I'll roll over you so fast. I mean, I'm all for the Chinese people, but you dirtbag communists, you people are jokes. We'll be back with Roger Stone phone calls and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We'll be right back.
you know, I messed up. I realize we're using the network phones up in Minnesota, and then we're about to leave GCN this hour, but also in reality. So we need to have everybody that's Nicholas and Rodney and Gary and ROJ and Sid, because we get, what is it, how many, 30-something thousand phone calls in like an hour once on our digital system? I'm not kidding. People can't get in. So I don't want to give the number out before they're given our internal number so they can call in. But I'm in the studio and don't have the Sunday number. What's our local number here? It's I know it's something Alex. I'm not kidding. We have a computerized system.
877-789-ALEX.
That was on air, right?
Or 2539.
All right, say the number again.
877-789-2539.
Yeah, and folks, don't call till Sid, ROJ, Gary, Rodney, and Nichols get on, because we're going to come back, start commercial free right through to 10 o'clock tonight. I'm going to go find out soon, too, how many millions. It was 27 million plus just on video streams as of 30-something hours, 36 hours of the broadcast. We've already passed, we're about to pass 52 right now. Roger Stone's here with us for at least another hour or so. But I want to go to your phone calls once we come back here in just a moment. So much is unfolding. So much is happening. We're going to go ahead and end this in a moment. And then if your stations aren't carrying us, Infowars.com/show. But, Roger, what does it say that with no marketing money, Infowars, now I'm not tooting our horn. It's like, this is crazy that we had 27 million people tune in on video streams in 30-something hours, separate from the fact we're on terrestrial radio. And the mainstream media's response is, Alex Jones is an internet show. Well, I actually want that name. It's like saying Drudge is internet. It's like saying Alex Jones is a rocket ship show, or Alex Jones is a, you know, mom and apple pie show. This is the future. Without their big corporate system, I beat their ass. That's even better.
No, exactly right. So, but again, it's elitism. I don't think there's a recognition of how many people, how many patriots are tuning in. They don't understand the power that is being amassed here for reform. And frankly, it's kind of good that you're under the radar for as long as...
It's kind of good they're so delusional.
Well, because they will try to close us down when they figure out that we are reaching the foot soldiers of the new American Revolution. They will close us down. And look, they're sorry they ever let the internet happen. But there's no...
Governor Rockefeller said that.
There's no letting the interface back into the tube. It's not going to happen. This is why the idea of turning over the internet to the UN, is Obama out of his mind?
By the way, guys, where'd my phone go? Well, here it is. I don't want to get into inside baseball, but I'm waiting a certain phone call here. I was told to get ready for it. But you're over there. Have you had a chance to talk to the candidate yet?
I have not.
The president, I'm sorry. The president-elect.
I have not spoken to the president-elect. I am heading to New York, and I'm hopeful that that will happen. I also understand that he's got to be extraordinarily busy. Plus, he needs to breathe. I mean, I've never seen the kind of Herculean physical effort on a candidate as he expended in these last
everyone's days. It was the total opposite of Hillary.
70 years old and just thriving on the energy of the crowds. I worked for Reagan. I worked for Nixon. I worked for Dole. All great men in their own right. And they worked hard, don't get me wrong. But I've never seen a physical effort like Donald Trump.
And by the way, I don't want to give us some inside baseball in my conversations with Trump, but when you talk to Trump, it's all about energy. And he says that. He says, I love America. Did you feel? Yes, I felt. And it was just like, you know, these conversations about you know, he's really into the, remember he talks about black people. I love their energy. It's not a condescension. Interesting. We need to, maybe these people are powerful. We need to turn them loose. Yeah, it's true.
No, look, I remember when he said to me, you can't believe how many Hillary for prison t-shirts there are in my crowds. There's hundreds of them. You've got to see it. There's hundreds of them. No, he gets it. He totally gets it.
He loves the energy of liberty. We'll be back. Stay with us. We're live worldwide. Spread the link. Be part of the revolution. Spread the link. They hate it. We're killing the mainstream media right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.